Good morning, Patriots, and welcome back to those of you that were just on the previous show. Real quick, remember, Bars Fest is 26th of August to the 29th of August, and on the 27th of August, Mike Lindell is going to be speaking, and it's then that we're going to celebrate the Slipper Revolution. So everybody bring your My Slippers, and if you don't have a pair of My Slippers, well, you know where to go. You go on over to MyPillow and use the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, and you get some whopping savings over there. And you can use that to get 40% discount on slippers and 66% discount on pillows. And then there's sheets and there's blankets and there's towels and there's comforters, and they're all awesome. And Mike Lindell is probably one of the greatest CEOs in our history, and what he's doing to fight for this nation is still keep a company going while the cancel left tries to remove his sales. And they've succeeded in taking away $65 million in sales. So our push is to get over $65 million of sales back in his pocket, ideally 69 or more. $69 is the cost of a pair of My Slippers with that great promo code discount. And we get a million Patriots buying My Slippers, then we've got a slipper revolution. And that's kind of the idea. So get on over to MyPillow. Use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Or you can call a person at 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Talk to a real person, and away you go. All right, Patriots, we are living literally in insane times. And if you're paying attention to what they're trying to do, they meaning this corrupted Luciferian left, everything they're trying to do is mainstream perversion. Everything about who they are is the inversion of good, of what God intended. Check out this headline this morning. It says, CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, we remember Toobin, grilled on his public masturbation antics during Zoom calls on first day back. Isn't that interesting? He's back to CNN, and they get to talk to him now about his public masturbation techniques on Zoom. You just can't make this stuff up. These people are insane. You have this one where you have a person who posted bail for a 40-year-old accused of raping a child, who then went out immediately to rape, murder, carjack, and hostage taking on a crime spree. Or you get Groping Joe, who's got his hands all over Boris Johnson's wife, which, by the way, that's normal for them. See, that's the thing. Some of this stuff that we're finding disgusting, they're normal. They swap wives, they swap hubbies, they swap kids. And I don't mean like swap kids because they want to parent them either. Part of their ritual stuff that they do is they swap kids so they can go through other ritual abuses. And that's who makes up our government. You've got Ilhan Omar, who is saying that America is like Hamas. Okay. Yeah, she's from Somalia. She needs to go back. Go back to a warlord and let him deal with her. You've got a yoga instructor, and if the picture's accurate, she looks like she's about the size of a land whale. I'm not sure how you do yoga when you're the size of a land whale. She looks like another Tracy Abrams land whale. And she's complaining about white supremacy as polluted yoga. All that means is I'm fat and I don't want to get skinny, and people are making me feel guilty because they look better than me. See, that's what has become in our nation right there. It's all me stuff. And anybody who's taking the injection is now part of that me culture. All right? We're in a place at this moment in time where the world is centering around that focus of individual fears. What are the things that we're given in life? There are absolutely two guarantees. One is life, and two is death in this life. meaning you will die. And in that process, we are given a span of time, an unknown span of time, in fact. And that span of time is about us doing something with it. Now, what does life currently involve? You get born, you endure as a parent. I mean, I'm not speaking to good parents out here, so don't take this offensively, but this is where it has become. A child is born into a family. The parents are like, okay, you know, it's all happy at first. And then they're like, oh, we just have to endure until they get old enough to get to school. And then we can get them out of here. So then they outsource them out to the school. And they're like, oh, now we got to put up with the teen years. Oh, miserable. So they go through the miserable years. How are we going to deal with that? Well, let's get them a car. Maybe that'll help. And then you'll start hearing it's like, oh, I have a good son, or I have a good daughter, or my kids have had some trouble. It's like it's not their problem, okay? You know, we're lucky because we have somebody that's good. We're lucky because they've been, you know, they're doing well in school. We're cursed because our son has gotten into drugs or our daughter has gotten into drugs. And then, now they're out of the house now. They're on their own. What's happened to the cherishing of that life that was given? And it's as a general rule, it isn't celebrated. Not like it used to be. If we water everything down in this nation to one topic, which is children and youth, it reflects the entire nation. Not just a little bit, but the entire nation. And it's a stain on all of us. And I'm not saying we have to go around feeling guilty because your neighbor's being a retard with their kids. But the point is that the lack of caring and accountability in this world and the focus on the me, like if you go over and talk to your neighbor and like, hey, knock off screaming at your kids, right? What's going to happen? Well, it's going to be a big blow up. I'm going to call the cops. Get out of here. You come here again and you get involved in my stuff. You know where this is going to go. Because we've lost the respect for being God's children. We've lost the respect for the gifts that are given. And as communities, we aren't working together as communities to ensure that that nurturing is moving along. We've become households. We've become nuclear families. We've become single parent families. And with all of this, lurks around this little thing, which people don't even really pay a lot of attention to, but which is extremely important, is we become a society of post-truth. In the days of our framers of this nation, there was such a thing as truth. There was an understanding that what was said meant something. When you did business, you did a handshake. Once you committed to, it meant something. If there was a written contract, it meant something. The Declaration of Independence means something. It's a contract with the people. And all of those things mean something. So as we are moving forward in this world, we've been given the contract as a duty to make sure that there's never tyranny in this land again. That was part of our contract. It meant something. It meant an obligation. It meant a dedication. Now, it's just a document. In fact, if you listen to the left, it's not even part of our original documents because it wasn't approved at the time of the it wasn't approved by Congress. It's all a lie. That's true. It was approved by the Continental Congress, the first form of government in the United States, which gave us all the rights and the responsibilities and duties of what we needed to do. Part of that was that we had a country built on the framework of moral law, which means that we were accountable to God above all things. And the other part of that is that governments were accountable to the people, and that there were things like inalienable rights, meaning the government couldn't take them away. But all that's been lost in the me culture, in the culture of non-accountability. Because everybody's worried about their household. Oh, sure, they can go to rallies. They can stand up and root and toot for MAGA and Make America Great Again, and America First and all that nonsense. But when it comes down to it, what does that mean? Are we starting in our local communities and starting to steer them back to a place of accountability to God and to the people? Or are we just going about our day? These are questions we have to face. They're not answers. Some will answer, as always happens, yes, we're doing it, which is great. Others, you're not going to be able to answer that way. But in all of this, we've got to get back to a principle that there is truth, because with truth, there is accountability. When you take truth off, anything goes. This is what we're seeing in these headlines with the left that I just read a few minutes ago. This is what you see when you have parents telling you to get out of my business. It's none of your business. And then you have the other side of this is what people want to be. Always the other part of that side is everybody wants to get nosy and get in everybody else's business because they haven't fixed their own damn house. Accountability to how we live through God is the most important thing. And there is such a thing as truth. In the late 90s, there was a concept that started coming in. Well, actually, it was started in the mid-80s, moved into the 90s. It was called postmodernism, and it came from the 60s in a movement that was started by an author by the name of Derrida. And Derrida created the series of books that talked about deconstructing language. And he broke down language to basically say that language didn't mean anything. It had no meaning because everything in it was weighted in the past, and we had to redefine the meaning of language going forward. And that swept the academic world. And we arrived at a point now where there is no truth. There is no sense of truth, because according to the left, everything has a personal interpretation. Why could that be? Because you took God out of the equation. William Hirsch was an American critic in the 30s that wrote the principle that there was such a thing as an ultimate truth, and he got excoriated even then. And the farther we go down this rabbit hole of no truth, we see where we're at. We're able to have Jeffrey Toobin on TV talking about his masturbation problems. We're able to have pedophiles lead our country. We're able to have transgenders put little kids on their lap in a library paid by public funds. We're able to teach children in kindergarten about sexual perversions of the gay and homosexual culture. Not just what they do, but so far as even how they do it and what they do to each other. It's disgusting. We have lost our way so far in this world, and the problem is that the concept is that we want to blame somebody else. Because our households are here and we look outwards and we say, yes, look what they're doing to us. No, let's reverse that. Look what we're accepting. Look what we are accepting. If your children are going to a school that is teaching perversion and you're allowing them to go to that school, that's your choice. You are responsible. You are accountable. That's a truth. And if you're in fighting in the school and they're not changing and you just give in, it's like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. That is your accountability, your choice. It's a decision you've made. If you're accepting what they're giving you and you're going along with it, it is a choice. It's an accountability. It's a truth. Just like the shot. The shot teaches us one thing right now. It teaches us that people are making decisions on their free will of how they want to be. The millions that have taken this injection want this shot to solve their problems of fear. Fear of not being able to take a trip. Fear of not being able to go to a restaurant. Fear of not being able to socialize with friends. Fear of dying. That's the best one. That's at the core of it. Fear of not being seen as a strong leader. Paving the way that I must stand boldly with my other leaders to show the right thing to do, to endure the whatever. The concept of accountability and truth is out the window. And this country was built on those principles of truth and accountability. Truth is that there is a God that is going to provide an understanding of truth in all things and accountability to God. And it's been surgically removed and now really more about like with a steamroller, every time it comes in, it just gets beat down and removed and destroyed. God, the concept of God has been removed from the public schools. It's been removed from our government. It's been removed from the corporate workplace. It's been removed from film, TV. Oh, and yeah, I forgot this last one. It's been removed from most of our churches too. So what do we do with a society? What do we do with a society that has basically stepped so far away from God that every institution that we interact with now has rejected God? They haven't just said, well, we're not going to talk about it publicly. They've stepped away from God. And what happens when that happens? Once you step away from God, it's like removing your armor and your protection. You're in the world now. You're subject to whatever happens. And what happens is the hedonism and the craziness that comes about by humankind, which is just part of the darker side of who we are, takes over. The greed, the consumption, the selfish wants. There is a guy. I crack up at this. It kills me every day. I'll just say that he lives near me. He has a government job. And I don't understand what happens in a day, but apparently in this, where we live, I've never realized it. I guess I need to go out and assess my own vehicles. So you'll understand in a minute. Apparently, we have to wash our vehicles every day for them to be appropriately clean. I'm not really sure what happens to a vehicle when you get up in the morning and it sits in the garage and the parking space all day long, but I do know that apparently, if I witness what I'm witnessing, it gets really dirty. And at least every other day, it needs to be washed and vacuumed. And all of that started when a new vehicle was purchased, which doesn't have license plates yet. But here's what's happened in that. It's an accountability of nonsense. It's this self-fulfilling, I don't know what it is. I mean, when I say I know what it is, it's part of giving somebody, you can witness it. There's a purpose in this. It's like, I have a purpose in life. My purpose in life is to wash my car every day. It's like, and see, that's how far down we have fallen. And we really have. We've succumbed to the place where, why can you do that? Because you get a paycheck, you get your food at You got to eat. You go out to eat every couple nights. You get your food at the store. It's a lot of it's prepared stuff. There's no involvement in the cycles of life anymore. It's all about, can I get more money? And the vulnerability of that is phenomenal if you think about it, because everything is dependent on what someone else is going to pay you. And it's not about your skills. It's about time and grade in a job. It's about who you schmooze. If you're Kamala Harris, it's with who you sleep with. If you're Joe Biden, it's whose kid you bring into your bed. I mean, this is the sickness that we're in, and I'm being intentionally gross because this is where we are, right, as a society. And it's a deep moral reflection that every one of us needs to consider and how we're going to get out of this pit. When I have people saying things like, well, we just need to vote in new people. No, we don't need to just vote in new people, because there's a whole litany of people up in the government that are not voted in that are the deep, sick corruption that's there. We've arrived at a point right now where we have to reconsider. We have to consider everything differently. We're going to have to rebuild this nation. And this is where we are at. And I think we all have to come to this realization. If we really look honestly at our government and our corporate institutions, you take a look at over the last 4 years, all that's been revealed. The people that have been in your living room, like the news, because that's what the TV does. It brings people in your living room. So think about this in a different way. If I said to people, Jeffrey Toobin masturbates on Zoom, would you like to have him over for dinner? They'd be like, oh, dude, are you sick? Like, not even bring him into my household. But if you turn on TV and you're eating dinner, or you're sitting there with the kids, and Jeffrey Toobin comes on, what do you bet that most keep it on and let him play? He's still in your damn house. So the point is that what we accept in to our homes, to influence our homes, whether it's on the TV, whether it's on The Voice, whether it's whatever it is, that's part of our accountability. That's part of our personal truths. And those truths relate to our relationship to God. And if we're going to be living in that relationship with God, then we have to have that as a complete relationship with God, not like something like, okay, I'm going to be good with God when I'm in the garden, but when I'm in the house, I'm not. Our country has to get back to the foundations of truth and accountability. There is no other way forward here. And if we can't do that, we're just a ship in the ocean without a rudder. And we are adrift. And it's not coming back to shore, unless it gets blown back to shore, in which case it's going to break up on the rocks. So much about where we have to head right now is a moral revival of this nation, to reawaken moral law, to get people back to being accountable. And being accountable doesn't mean accountable to the laws of men. It means being accountable to the laws that God set before us. To live a way that's morally strong. To live a way that's, again, accountability. When your entire purpose in life becomes just a paycheck, whenever car washing doodles you're going to do at night. When your entire life is about just getting through. And it, really, that's what it is. Because it's not enduring how long the kids are at home. it's not just going through the exercise of life. We are put here for a purpose and a reason. And those purposes and reasons are tied to our relationship with God and expanding his kingdom and growing in this time to become greater beings in who we are. As much as somebody may love their car, it might come as a very disappointing shock to learn that it's not going with you after you die. And it's not going to extend your life. As much as somebody may feel satisfied with their shot, it changed you. It didn't fix your basic core problem, which was your damn fear. And in the process of all of this, as much as we want to complain about our world, we've accepted it. And therefore, we have to make a choice. If it can't be fixed, we have to start anew. Because some things that are broken can't be fixed. Humpty Dumpty on the wall, right? All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm not sure we can put this beast back together. We have to restart it. And we have to restart it with the strength of what each of us carries. We're sitting right now at a very important point in the history, not just of our nation, but the history of the world. And it's a juncture that we have to make a decision on. Where do we want to go? Where do we want to be? We have to begin that change in our households. We have to return accountability to our daily lives. That means becoming informed and aware of what goes on in your community. That means putting God back in the daily process. It also means bringing people together to work together to build home churches. It means taking responsibility for our children so that we're not outsourcing them to public schools. Homeschooling or building, working with communities, develop learning like educational pods where neighbors share that responsibility. We have to take responsibility for what goes in our mouth, in our food, in our body. We have to take responsibility for the type of work we have. If we're dependent upon a corporate job and we have to play that corporate game and you're not using your gifts and talents, we have to reset that. That gets to value. It gets to a truth again. If all we value is that which corporate dictates to us, you're not valuable because you didn't fit into the box of X and R and S. You're a Z. So sorry. Yeah, but God made me a Z. Doesn't matter. You have no value to us. That's the corporate game. And so, with that corporate game, we have to make a choice. We have to decide whether we're going to be part of it or not. And that's right where we sit. Everything about where we are right now is centering on how we want our temple within us, the one we have, each of us, given to us by God. That's the holy temple of God. And then we have our home, and then we have our communities. And if everybody focused on those three steps to relate those back to God, there'd be some pretty profound changes very quickly. Dr. David Merritt said the other night about accountability. We are at a very difficult point here in our history. So Dr. David Martin said the other night that he could solve COVID with one simple step. People just sitting down and having meals together where two or more are gathered. He's right. But it takes us coming together to start focusing on what we're choosing to do, what we're how we're choosing to live, and taking accountability and accepting that there is an accountability of truth to God. And other than that, this nation right now is just drifting. And everything before us is choices. And the choices that we're making are defining a future. What is lacking is the courage to take it to the next step for many. But what God's given this country is still a very strong foundation of people that put Christ in their heart, that believe in a direction of this nation, that believe that we can reset. And in the end, it's going to be that voice that's going to guide this country, or it will be the voice that doesn't rise up high enough and this country sinks. But that's where we sit. President Trump on July 3rd, 2020, made it clear, it is time to be loud. It is time to be loud. It is time to be loud and bold and to get into that place where we are going to step forward and speak the truths that we need to be spoken, to tell truth and to lead with truth. And truth will set us free, truth will reset us, and truth will put us back at the feet of God. Because then this country begins its reset. Because through truth, we get accountability. And where's accountability? Back to God. And when we reset the framework of moral law in this nation, then we start to move again in a direction towards truly what can be and should be one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the blessings that are given to us. We thank you for the reflections on where we sit and the wisdom provided to us both in Scripture and what you put into our heart. Let us honor that framework that was given in this nation, Lord, the framework of moral law, where we are all accountable to you and through the truths that you provide. Let us strive to build that relationship, that integrity in our homes, in ourselves, and then to build that out into our communities so that through small actions we change the world in big ways. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots, so I hope you have a very blessed day. Tonight on Bards FM we have Dr. Lee Merritt, which I think you'll enjoy. So until then, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Keep your prayers up. We need to reset this nation back to a moral foundation, a moral law framework, where we are all accountable to God. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. So see you tonight or until the next time. God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light. It can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.